1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. This one's not going to jump in my lap, you said?
I do not think so. Her legs are a little short.
That's too bad.
Maybe Robin will.
I think I got spoiled.
I'd take him out if I did.
I think I got spoiled by the attention the last couple of weeks.
Aww. Hi, sweetheart. Hi.
The tiny little dog.
Yeah.
This is Suze, S-U-Z. She's a Yorkie, 8 years old.
Yeah, you're a pretty girl.
She, breeder release, breeder that had, I don't know, too many. This one was 8 years old. She's already been to the vet, so we thought that maybe they would schedule her spay, but they said what was left of her teeth, they're more worried about an infection than a spay.
Suze.
So she went and had her dental, and they called and they said the few teeth she did have are gone. So she's got no teeth, so we're on canned food for a while.
So we won't be biting anybody, no.
No, but I can gum you.
Beware of the gums.
But she is.
She's adorable, though.
She's very sweet.
Oh, you are sweet.
What is the breed?
This is a Yorkie.
A Yorkie.
She's very, very sweet. She's very friendly. She doesn't run from you. She likes to be held.
Very mellow.
Pretty mellow.
Is she just a little thing?
And she's, she's a little thing. And
she bought a 10-pounder?
I don't even know if she's a 10-pounder.
Yeah,
I think closer to 6 or 7.
She's just giving her kisses.
She's giving Robin kisses. She's a
mouth smells a whole lot better now, too.
I bet.
Caramel macchiato colorings a little bit.
Yeah, she's got that pretty tannish color. Yeah, I think it is more caramely.
Yeah.
You're watching? Oh, we're going to watch. Okay.
Hi.
Suze. So once an issue like that happens, they're toothless for life. There's nothing else you can do.
No doggy dentures here.
No. Yeah.
But she can go back to dry food because the kibble is pretty small.
Mm.
So she can go back, but she's on canned food for a couple more days while she's on her medication.
Hi.
They keep them on medication for a good week after surgery just to keep infection down and pain down.
So she's going to be somebody's lap potato.
Absolutely.
You're a little lap potato, aren't you?
La Potato, this portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design. Designs as unique as you are. For all of your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service, Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or proteamdesign.com. Laura, did you remember that there is a small donation?
Yes. I got money for you on my desk. somebody dropped off a donation, took some t-shirts.
We're
still doing the t-shirts if you bring by a donation of or supplies. Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty popular, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh yeah, she's a sweet, look at you. Yeah.
And this is a great travel buddy. My hands were on the steering wheel and her chin was on my arm. So I don't know if that was a sign of not trusting my driving or trusting my driving way too much.
Or she's just a good navigator.
Well, it would be unlike females to judge someone's driving.
Hey.
Did you feel the sarcasm there?
Watch yourself. You're outnumbered here.
Friends, man, one man party in the morning. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
So is Suze ready now? She's all ready to go?
Yeah, we we'll work with the adopter. We still want to get her on the spay schedule, so we'll work with the adopter if they want to take her now. We will make sure she the spay is still covered. So we will work with the adopter. But
yes.
She needs to go on. She'd be great if you had other siblings at home. She would like that. I think she would even be fine by herself.
Mm-hmm.
Eight years old. She's seen, the stories that she probably has.
Oh, yes. How is she with other cat, like dogs and other cats?
She loves other dogs.
Loves other dogs?
As long as they're respectful. She hangs out with our 5-year-old Yorkies that we still have at the building, Misty and Maggie. So she hangs out with them.
So she's kind of, is she partial to dogs her own size?
Her own size are less scary. The mm-hmm. others are kind of barky, and when they bark, it's really loud. Ignores cats because, you know, cats are cats.
Amen. Cats are cats.
Cats are cats.
That means so many things.
They do their, cats do their own thing, and this one likes to be where the human is.
Where the human is. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
See pictures of Suze in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of Grand Island, Nebraska, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner, but they also have amazing pets available for adoption. Suze is available, hip fixed, microchipped. How's my buddy Norm doing?
Norm is very popular. There are videos of Norm playing with Sasha, the one that jumped in your lap. Mm. Sasha's the babysitter. Norm thinks now he's a dog. And if he starts barking, I'm out of here. But he's doing great. We are, he won't be long there once he's made available. But
I fall in love with all of them every Tuesday.
Yeah, he's something else.
Robin, thanks for all that you do, and pass that thank you on to all of your volunteers.
I will. Thank you. They are amazing. They're keeping all the animals that, you know, adoptions have really slowed down right now, and they keep everybody safe. They keep them exercised. Emotional stimulation, mental stimulation is really important, and the volunteers rock it every single day, getting them out on a walk, playing in the yard. Marley is our nonstop ball fetcher. She could fetch a tennis ball. Usually in one retrieving session, we go through three or four tennis balls because she just is a retrieving fool.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
But they're great. They are great. So I will pass that thanks along. Oh,
that's wonderful.
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.